Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to my talk about moderation and our code of conduct. About me, I'm Gert-Jan Litting. I'm from Groningen in the Netherlands. I've been around OpenSUSE for a really long time when it was still called SUSE and spelled with dots in the name. And I'm self-employed in IT as a sysadmin, IT consultant, etc., etc. Why am I having this talk? Over the years, I've found that there are a lot of misconceptions, misperceptions about moderation. And one of them is that moderators often get accused of being censors. Well, we are not. We are not censors in the sense that we make up what we scratch from what somebody's writing or not. We do correct people, and that varies from removing people's private email addresses, phone numbers, etc., etc., from their postings, which they actually do. But another thing is that we want to be an inclusive community, and we want to be like that everywhere on every platform that we have. One thing related to the fact that moderation is not censorship is that freedom of speech does not mean that you have to say everything and that you can say everything. And some people do think that it works that way. It's always nice that with your freedom of speech to consider how it will be perceived by the beholder. Some things for me might absolutely not be insulting, but if I know that it's insulting for people from a different culture, why would I execute my freedom of speech? These are questions that one has to ask themselves. Moderators are definitely not censors. Yes, there is a lot of really bad stuff going on in communities. A small example I always mention is the Nazi porn that we get attacked with. You suddenly get thousands of posts in one single channel, and it's always bots that do it, but we as moderators, we clean that up. You could call us the janitors of the platforms. Some history. In 2019, we found out, actually in the OpenSUSE bar, that moderators on various platforms used different rules, and slightly different, but different yet. And there was no unique standard, no single document where we could go and say, hey, what do we allow, what do we not allow, what is okay, what is not okay. How do we deal, let's say Georg attacks me heavily personally. And I am also on another platform where Georg is. If we ban him from that one platform, he can still attack me on the other, right? And that's the thing that we wanted to avoid, because it happened a lot. People circumvented bans by simply going to another platform and attacking the same person over and over and over and over again. So that had to stop. With a small team, we came to the conclusion that we needed more. We needed communication between the moderators from the various platforms. We needed to get some standardization in how we moderate. That all led to us in the community meetings together with Doug composing the code of conduct. It can be found on what do we do? What were we missing? That's where I was. Sorry, I didn't switch slides. This was my first talk on an Open SUSE conference ever. So the things we created a repository on Pagure, code.opensuse.org, for the mod team, where we started documenting what we do. Since a couple of months, we also start documenting incidents with people so that we can keep track with them. We never had a good tool for that, but we do that now, and it already has brought some results where we could simply say, apparently you are misbehaving in many places, so we suggest you find yourself another community where they do allow this, or change your behavior. Another thing, mostly the people from the mod team with some others and Doug in our community meetings created was our code of conduct. We started working on it bit by bit. We took some examples. I do remember we had the one from Fedora, just to get an idea of what do you want in a code of conduct. Because what you want is not a list of things that are forbidden, but a general guide on how to behave in a community without bringing yourself or others into trouble. What did it add? It added a number of things that were not in the guiding principles, for example. And that's not strange, because these were made in 2011, and our daily environment was not the same as it is now. We are much more online. The trolling has become a real worldwide hobby. And in the end, what is the message of the code of conduct? It's pretty simple. I'll put it in words that have already been used. Be nice, don't be an asshole. And this slide got lost. Oh, shit. That was it. Does anybody have any questions? I'll make sure that this slide has what it should have, and that's the links to the Pagure page, the code of conduct, before I send them in.
Hello. If someone doesn't have time or inclination to actually join the moderator team but wants to support the moderators, what would you recommend that person could do?
If somebody doesn't have the time?
To actually become a moderator, right? That's a big...
Sorry, I can't understand the question. It's...
Okay. Let's say you want to support the moderator team without actually becoming a member of the moderator team. How would you do that?
Become?
It's okay.
I still don't understand the question. Can somebody else maybe help me out?
Well, the question is simple, is how can a normal member of the community support the moderator team?
That is actually a good question, because it already happens. What we saw a lot is that people start replying to spam posts, troll posts, etc., etc. We asked them explicitly not to do that and just ping the moderators. On Discord, you write at sudoers, and if moderators are around, they will take action immediately. And The same goes for Telegram, Matrix, etc. Does that answer your question?
It was a yes.
Anybody else? No? Then thanks.